Okay, is everybody back?
Yes.
Looks like almost everybody. Okay. So, I can officially say it's good to be back. I had a great trip. And so I'll move on to asking about, are there any announcements?
Well, we're pretty busy here in Minnesota. This is Kristen. We've got Bill McKibben here on Friday, and a big youth event around that the following day that our more college and high school age youth are doing a whole summit following that. And Jim Balog's here the following week with Chasing Ice.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been given about 600 tickets to give away, and we've got a lot of teachers.
600 tickets for what?
To give away to the Chasing Ice showings that are being held in town. Yeah, so we're giving those out to a lot of educators that we work with that are trying to get their classes to see that and doing some discussion around that. So that's pretty exciting.
Great.
And we also have one of our youth that we've worked with in the past is a chaperone with a group of high school students that are in Qatar right now. And they're doing regular blogging on what they're seeing and what they're learning about, and we're posting those to our website if you're interested in a youth perspective on COP 18. So it's pretty fun to follow what they're seeing and what they're doing, and you know, they meet up with very different groups than the adults do. So pretty fun to follow.
They, Chris and Carly, I'm just curious whether they've had some initial blogs, what their sort of impression is, how that meeting is going to go.
I'm sorry, I didn't. What you said was like fuzzy for some reason.
I'll try again. No, I'm just curious whether you've gotten some initial blogs from the youth in Qatar and just sort of their initial impressions of how the meeting is shaping up.
You know, it's the first time for them to be there, so they're pretty just impressed with everything they're seeing. But they are, I know what, and this has been in the past, because we usually have a delegation of youth that are there. The impression that they always come back with is this grand involvement of other youth internationally, so the other youth they meet up with. And I know the first day, there's been two, so we have 2 days of blogging in right now. The favorite part of the day was meeting up with the Arab Youth Climate Movement, and which is just a big coalition of 16 countries, and actually meeting up with those youth and hearing what they're doing, and that really energized them. And
has this trip just started? I'm not aware of the exact timing.
I think
is it ongoing now?
COP 18 just started 2 days ago, I believe. It started on November 26th.
Yep,
it started yesterday. Yep.
And how long does it go?
It goes through December 1st.
Great.
Yeah.
And do they have a specific program that they follow, or just different groups that they meet up, or is there a so I guess what I'm asking is it an individual program, or is it a program set up for youth there that they follow?
So there's a lot of youth. I'm not kind of sub. I know that there are youth workshops that go on while there, but these youth that are there, the high schoolers, are there's 4 or 5 of them, because you have to be 18 to be there, are part of a high school here in the Twin Cities, the School of Environmental Studies, which is actually a public high school that emphasizes more experiential and learning. And the teacher was able to bring together these 5 students to take there for reflections. So they are responsible for journaling and reflecting on this, and they're going to come back and present to our high school youth team that we have here as well. And then we, the woman.
Would they be, I don't know if it's possible, Kristen, but it would be kind of interesting if they would present on our call. If, I don't know if it's possible in the middle of the day.
Oh, absolutely in the middle of the day. I mean, they're at school then, and the school is pretty, I mean, that would be something I think Craig, the teacher that works with them, would be really excited for them to do. So I will.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I will talk. It would probably be sometime in January.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I know December's hard all around. No, January would be great.
Yeah. I will.
It actually would be you're 2 hours different from East Coast? Or are you Central Time?
No, one hour from East Coast. So it's noon here.
It would be noon. It would be noon there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll check in with him about that. I'm sure he'd think that's a great opportunity.
Good.
Yeah.
Are there other announcements? Aside from the fact that AGU is next week, we'll get to that in a minute. Scott, one of the things that was supposed to happen, and it was the comment period on the Next Generation Science Standards, but did that not happen?
No, that's not happened. It hasn't been released as far as I know, unless somebody's seen something today. The last I heard is in December sometime.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to reduce the amount of commentary, I'm sure. What I had heard is that there's a March deadline for this, and that's a hard deadline. They are fully intending on keeping that. So this will be a rather rushed period, and I'm not quite sure how we're going to act.
No, I was kind of aware that this was supposed to happen during the time I was going to be away. But and I do know that they want to do this March deadline. So anyway, all right.
So I think that's something that I hope we're able to do over the next couple of weeks once that gets released. We'll see how much we can do during the review period.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay. Well, if not, we'll move on to AGU. I know most of you are probably aware we have quite an extensive program at AGU. It's actually quite impressive. Next week, a lot of us are going, and I just wanted to sort of review. I have up on my screen. You can go to the AGU site and look up. If you put in the browse the scientific program and put in climate literacy, the sessions pop up. And so we have a full program on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with one session actually on Thursday. And we have sessions titled, they all start climate literacy, so I'll leave that out in my listing right now, so I'm not being real repetitive, but we have, on Monday, we have sessions addressing barriers, misconceptions, and progress in improving climate literacy, evidence from research and evaluation on effectiveness of interdisciplinary programs, and Great Lakes Climate Change Education Initiatives. And in the morning sessions, they're oral. In the afternoon, they're posters. And then on Tuesday, we have Preparing K-12 Students to Address Next Generation Challenges. We have, Communicating Climate Science, Seeking the Best of Old and New Paradigms. That's a poster session. So that is on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have Reaching Diverse Audiences Through Informal Education Experiences, Public Outreach, and Community Programs, and Higher Education Efforts in Climate Change Education. And then on Thursday, we have a continuation of the Higher Education Efforts in Climate Change Education. So that's the range of our sessions, basically the entire day, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then the one session on Thursday. What I wanted to do was to try to think, and there's only a few of us on the phone, how many others aside from myself are going to be going to AGU?
Jim, I'll be going.
This is Alan.
Okay.
I'll be there too.
Hi. Okay, great. So the idea was to try to identify a time where we might just get together socially. I do have an email from the NASA NICE projects that they're going to have a dinner meetup on December 3rd at 6:15 after the poster sessions and after the poster and afternoon sessions, and a lunch meetup on Wednesday, December 5th at 12:30, right after the morning sessions. With that, I just want, for those on the phone, what I'll do is we can sort of pick some possible times now, and then I'll send an email out to the Climate Literacy Network asking that those who will be going, we can see if we can pick a time that might be convenient for everybody. So I don't know. For those on the phone, I don't know, how does Tuesday evening sound?
Jason from Ohio State, I'll be there as well, and Tuesday's fine with me.
Tuesday, the reason I'm suggesting Tuesday might be a good time, I mean, there's people that will be coming for all of the climate literacy sessions, so that puts it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But those who are presenting on Monday, you sort of makes it within the reach of people who are may only come for part of the meeting, if we put it in the middle here, so for people that are just staying for part. So, and what about Wednesday evening? I'm just sort of... pick a few times, and would you prefer, you think people would prefer evenings or maybe lunchtime options?
Tuesday or Wednesday works for me. This is Alan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday works for me for dinner also.
Yeah, I think Tuesday and Wednesday would be okay for me.
Okay. Well, I'll just suggest the dinner time and then ask if anybody prefers lunchtime. We'll can see if there's any groundswell for that. So I don't know, other than the NASA group, I don't know if any other groups are going to be meeting up, but we can advertise. If we do the Tuesday, I'm trying to think of what might get other people coming. If we were to do it at the end of Wednesday, then we could, through all the sessions, we could advertise that people could come and get together. So then we have to pick a place to do that, and it will have to be a place that is freely available because we don't have the wherewithal to reserve a room or anything. Okay, well, is there any sense that we should... That we should just sort of announce it on the Climate Literacy Network listserv, or should we just announce it for anybody who's presenting? You know, basically, at the sessions, announce that we're going to be getting together.
I think you could do it on both, because I think you're going to reach a broader audience.
Well, I didn't mean either or. It was
okay.
I definitely will reach a broader audience, and I kind of think that it is worthwhile inviting anybody who's presenting, because then they might become more involved in the Climate Literacy Network and expand the network. So
yep.
I'm more inclined to think about doing it on Wednesday unless people really can't, and announcing it a lot.
Well, one thing you could do is put up a doodle that has the choice and announce that over email for people who are coming, and then you'd get a sense of who can make what night.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because there's a teacher I know, a local teacher is coming, but they fly out Wednesday morning. So if, depending on how many audience members are maybe leaving early because their school can only let them out for a few days, the doodle.
Right. Yeah. Can you set up a doodle poll so that, I mean, if I just sent it to the listserv, will anybody be able to get to it?
Yeah. You send out a link. When you create a
Doodle
poll, it gives you a link, and you can send it to anybody you want, and they can go.
Okay, that's true. I usually do it the other way, where I put in the email addresses, and it automatically sends the email for me.
Oh,
but,
I've never done
yeah,
it that
I guess
way.
With the listserv, I guess with the listserv, it probably makes sense to just take the link and send it out. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. That's a good idea. Okay, so I guess I don't know if there's any, does anybody else have anything they wish to comment on about AGU or anything else? So we'll certainly have a debrief of the AGU meeting the following week. Next week we will have a call. Scott, maybe since you're not going, maybe you'll facilitate the call next Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Okay. I can send out the email in the morning.
Okay.
But if you can facilitate it, that would be great.
Certainly.
All right. Well, if there is nothing else, thanks for calling in today, and look forward to seeing some of you next week at AGU and talking to the rest of you in the following week.
Okay, thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.